Now, the other thing is, you know, when we talk about living, we want to live the best life that we possibly can. But sometimes we become isolated. And is there something, a new concept that will kind of bring us together as a community? Well, yeah, there is. And you know what? It's right up here in Grass Valley. Hang in there. Have I got a story for you. Well, you want to live La Vida Loca? Well, it's not a crazy life, but it's kind of a wonderful life. And since we're coming into the season of a wonderful life, we want to talk to you about the possibilities. Now, co-housing, and more recently, senior co-housing, is the new norm. But, you know, what is it? What are the benefits? Well, Wolf Creek Lodge in Grass Valley is the nation's fifth senior co-housing community. And Katie McCammond and Chuck Durrett actually began this whole thing, and they even wrote a book called Co-Housing, Creating Co-Housing. But also, we have Bob Miller with us, who's going to be moving into Wolf Creek, and we want to talk to you about this concept because it is new, it is exciting, and it's something that everybody needs to know about. It's nice to have you both with us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Katie, tell me, how did this all begin? From what I understand, it started in Denmark?
Yes, we were young architecture students several decades back, and we were...
With a creative juice, right?
That's right. Yeah. And there we were studying in Copenhagen, and there was this new approach to housing that was starting to be built, and it really attracted our interest because it just seemed to make so much sense.
Now, what do you mean by co-housing?
Well, co-housing is really, it's a sort of a new approach to how to creating an old-fashioned neighborhood by bringing neighbors together during the planning and design process. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own individual home with your own kitchen. But in addition to that, you have extensive community facilities which people really use on a day-to-day basis.
So like what?
Well, for instance, there's a great room with a big kitchen and a sitting area, a lounge, a fireplace, extra guest rooms, a workshop.
Oh.
So really things you use on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's what's unique about the community facilities in a co-housing community is that they are really seen as an extension of your own home.
And the neat part of it, too, is especially as we get older, you become more isolated. You know, your kids are gone, they're out doing their own thing, and they always say, oh, well, my kids will come home. Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So this kind of brings a community together so people don't become isolated.
Well, yeah. And you know, it's funny because the thing I hear over and over from people when they retire is they say, oh, I've never been busier. You know, I don't have time for this. But I think it kind of creeps up on us. You know, you don't want to drive at night. You know, you twist your ankle, something. All of a sudden, it's harder to drive. And then you do become isolated. So it sneaks up on people.
Out of curiosity, how is it different than, say, a Sun City Lincoln? Is it different?
Well, I think it'd be interesting to hear Bob's talk on that, but I think there's two key things that really make it significantly different. One is the size. Wolf Creek Lodge is 30 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really do know everyone. It's not hundreds of units, and you're very much part of town. One of the things I love about the Wolf Creek Lodge site is it's in walking distance to several shopping centers, so right there in town. You're part of the mix. You're active in the larger city. And then the other thing is that it's self-managed. And so it's the resident themselves. There's no property manager. The resident themselves manage the community. And that way, it's very much in line with their own values and their interest and their priorities.
So they make their own decisions as to what can or can't be done or what you can have or have not, that type of thing?
Right. And they do the landscaping and they'll organize what sort of activities they want to have. And so it's a smaller, more intimate relationship than you would have in something like Lincoln's, you know, Sun City, which is hundreds of units.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, Bob, you're originally from England.
That's true, yes.
And how did you get involved? I mean, why are you moving out to Wolf Creek?
Well, I think that my wife and I thought about the last third of our lives and how that might work out. And as Katie said, it creeps up on you and you have to look ahead and say, you know, how healthy am I going to be? And we don't know.
Never know from day to day.
You never know. So you kind of say, well, let's assume that things aren't as good as I would like. Right? Is there a lifestyle where it would still work if I wasn't as healthy as I'd like to be?
Sure.
And it really struck us that this concept of senior co-housing was exactly the right answer.
I would imagine, too, that people kind of help each other. I mean, if you have a caregiver, maybe that caregiver looks after two or three families or
that it's more than just, you know, isolated one person or whatever. Is that right, Katie?
Well, exactly. And I think in all sorts of ways. And, you know, everything from, you know, hey, there's a great concert coming up. Who wants to go? To just checking in on neighbors. Or, you know, you're got the flu and you need something from the grocery store and a neighbor checks in and goes shopping for
you. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. And it actually works very naturally. It doesn't have to be a big planned thing. Just because you know each other grows out of that.
Now, do you have to be a certain age to be out at Wolf Creek?
There's no defined age, but we do call it senior co-housing and it's set up for seniors. For instance, most of the homes have only got two bedrooms, so it's not really going to work for families. And so it is seniors that join us, but okay. There's no rule as such.
Absolutely. Now, when you say senior, what, 50, 55?
Yeah, the members of Wolf Creek Lodge range from their mid-50s up into their 80s. Okay. So you have a pretty broad range of ages there.
See, I don't even look at the word senior anymore. I mean, I'm 66 years old, and I don't consider myself a senior. I'm still active. I'm still out there doing.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Mary, because I think that's actually one of the biggest hurdles we have to get over is none of us think of ourselves as seniors. And
therefore, we're baby boomers. We never give up.
Right. But it's also, we don't plan for it. And so one of the things I really think of this group with Wolf Creek Lodge is they're proactive. They're thinking forward.
Oh, yeah.
And very often people don't plan and end up, the decisions are get made by your kids or someone else later because you're not
thinking
forward.
Which is not a good idea, especially if you didn't have a good relationship with them.
Right. So I think it's really, it's when you are got lots of choices that you really need to look at, well, what, how do I want to live this last third of my life? What am I looking for? And what is going to really create the best situation?
Yeah, and I think most people, you know, the baby boomers that are coming of age, what, 10,000 a day, something like
that,
we're turning baby boomers. I'm not my mother. She retired, you know, when she was about 60, 62 years old, even actually before that, to be honest with you. But she didn't, you know, she didn't do anything. She kind of depended on us to take her places and be with her. I'm not doing that, man. I'm going to go until I drop, you know, film at 11, you know, that's the end of the way. And I'm sure you are, Bob, too.
But this is a bit of a disease. You're saying, you know, I'm only 66 and I'm active and all the rest of it. But you need to think ahead. To
in
when
case.
Those statements may not be true.
Yeah.
And the time to kind of work these decisions and is now. Don't delay it. That's my thought.
But look who's talking, Bob. You're so active. It's unbelievable. I mean, you still get up to Truckee and do your skiing and everything else, right?
Yes, and I will continue to do that, but I can't promise to be doing that when I'm 90.
No, that's it. Well,
checking with me later.
Check in with you.
But I think that's typical of the Wolf Creek Lodge buyers, is that they're very active. They love to travel. They're kayakers or bicyclists. They're skiers.
Cool.
And they're thinking forward, and they're saying, okay, we've had the big house. We're ready to downscale.
Yeah.
We like to be with our peers, where we've got sort of a real strong sense of community, and keep doing these things.
And can still be creative.
Exactly. And
I
so it is
it.
A very active group of people.
Now, you say they're homes. These are actually set-aside homes. Are they connected homes, or...?
Yeah, they're actually condominiums, and so it's all in one building. So in that way, they're totally accessible. So there's an elevator. All the homes are on one level.
Oh, okay.
So the idea that you really can age in place.
Excellent. I love the whole idea of just having that community, because we lose that community. I mean, even if you're not a senior, it just doesn't happen anymore. Everybody is so isolated. You move to a community because you have to work or whatever. You know, to be honest with you, I hardly even know my own neighbors. You know, that's not good. Right, Bob?
Right. That's typical. You talk to people, say, do you know your neighbors? Well, I wave to them in the morning, and perhaps that's about it.
Uh-huh.
Totally different at Wolf Creek Lodge, because you've joined the group that says we are going to be a community. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's their intent from the start.
Do you have activities out there too? Like different, you know, get-togethers, barbecues, or whatever?
Well, pretty constant. But they're not like, there's not like a calendar where you know, someone else has set them up. It's not a property manager. There's not an activities director.
Okay.
So there was a taco feed Friday night. There's Thanksgiving dinner. And it's all organized by the residents themselves.
So when am I going to get an invite? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, come to Thanksgiving. But we should perhaps talk about common meals. The intention is that we eat together about five nights a week.
Oh, really?
And we'll take turns as to who's doing the cooking. And apparently common meals is the center, really, of the community in co-housing.
I love it.
So that's an important element.
Yes. Now, they actually buy the condominium. Is
yes,
that correct?
Right.
So now, this is not like some communities where you have a buy-in and then you pay a rent every month.
No, this is a typical condominium with standard financing.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So in that way, it's very typical in terms of...
Are they all two-bedroom or are they...
They're one, this particular community is one and two bedrooms.
One and two bedrooms, okay.
And as I said, there are intergenerational co-housing communities all across the country. I live in an intergenerational community in Nevada City. So there's a lot of different models of co-housing. But what we're finding with the senior co-housing is, as you said, baby boomers are looking for a different model.
Mm-hmm.
And Sun City just isn't doing it for some of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're really seeing a growing interest in this type of senior housing.
What's the cost range?
This particular, the Grass Valley one, ranges from in the 200s up to the high 400s.
Okay.
Because there's a couple of different things. One is you do have this extensive common facilities, about 4,000 square feet of shared space.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is it's a very energy efficient green built building. And in fact, the community won the governor's 2011 award for environmental sustainability because it's such a forward-looking in that way also.
I like that idea because, you know, we want to save a few bucks too. I mean, we are retired or some people are retired. You don't want to be spending that extra money on energy inefficiency, and the efficiency is great to have that. And it's also good for the environment.
Exactly. And it was interesting. There's very strong interest in that from the buyers group. And I think part of it was just leaving a model for their own kids and grandkids, that there is a different way.
We are changing. I think our attitudes are changing as to what we want to do, how we want to do it, where we want to live. At one time, there wasn't a whole lot of choices. There really wasn't. You know, you lived in your house until you couldn't anymore, and then it was either on to assisted living or convalescent or whatever it happened to be. And that was it. There were no choices, right, Bob?
This community is very green-oriented. Their culture is to be green,
uh-huh.
Right? Condominiums is a very efficient way to live compared with everybody still living in their old Mac mansion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's solar thermal panels on the roof.
Oh, great.
So it's really going to be very energy efficient, and people feel good about that. It's important to them.
And the thing is, you don't have to necessarily give up your other home. You didn't, right, Bob?
Well, I think most of them are. I mean, it's not green to have two homes. Now, it just so happens that I have this home in Truckee that I will hang on to for a little longer. But I feel I'm sort of cheating a little bit compared with the green ethic.
You earned it. You can cheat all you want.
Right.
I always hate it when people say, well, you shouldn't do this. I should. Wait a minute. You worked hard for what you did. You know?
But I think one of the things that co-housing does very well is balance our need for privacy with our desire for community, that you're not giving up. People often envision, it's just this hustle and bustle of activity all the time. And it's not. It could be a very quiet place. And often the common facilities are a great place to lay out a project because it is a quiet place.
Yeah.
And so what you really get is both. You're expanding your options and expanding your choices because I can close the door, have complete privacy when I want it, just like any place else, or I can open the door and plug into my neighbors and get things going on.
The idea of the community and people getting together and sharing and everything. And not only sharing, like you said, activities like a taco night or whatever, but ideas. I mean, we always worry about Alzheimer's, let's be honest about it, and it's getting younger and younger that people are getting Alzheimer's. But I think a lot of it has to do with keeping that mind open, keeping it busy, having the new ideas. You know, don't let yourself be isolated to the point where you just don't think anymore.
Well, you're absolutely right. And what's been interesting is over the last couple of decades, they've been done a lot of studies. And they have found that one of the key things to keeping healthy mm-hmm. and to your own longevity is directly related to your connectedness to other people,
absolutely.
Your social network, and keeping that up. So it actually is really directly related to physical health.
Now, where are you actually located?
I'm located in Nevada City.
Okay, no. I mean Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek is located...
See, I connect you with...
No, right. Now, Wolf Creek is right off of McKnight and Freeman Lane as you come in the south side of Grass Valley up Highway 49.
Fantastic. Now,
an important thing is where it is, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, sometimes somebody's going to say to me, Bob, you can no longer drive, right? But right. If I'm living in Wolf Creek Lodge... It's literally across the street to two significant shopping malls,
excellent.
Starbucks, everything. So, and also I can walk down to the creek, to Wolf Creek.
So
the location is really, really important.
Fantastic.
For senior co-housing.
Now, are you filled up? Are you just starting? Where are you at this point?
Well, we just had our grand opening, and people are just beginning to move in. Mm-hmm. And there are actually 24 of the 30 units have already spoken for. So we only have a few. We only have six left already. So,
ooh, are you going to expand after that?
Well, we hope to do more because I think actually you'll see senior co-housing all over the country. I think that this, as the boomers hit the retirement age, we're going to see an incredible demand for this, some alternative that is not the big hundreds of
units. But we like to be the leaders of the pack in California.
That's right.
We are the progressive ones. You know, you copy us. That's what we do out here. How can they find out more information?
Well, the best way is to go to the Wolf Creek Lodge website, wolfcreeklodge.org.
Okay, that's easy enough.
And that will give you a lot of information about it, phone numbers to call you, and contact us. And then the other thing is the community has open houses on Saturday, the second and fourth Saturday of the month between 1 and 3.
Okay.
And we welcome anybody to drop by and see it. If you were just curious what this is, to come by and visit.
Yeah, me, I'm nosy. I want to find out.
Yeah.
By and say hello to me. I wanted to see you guys.
Absolutely. Now, let's be honest. Not everybody has a computer. Not everybody's computer savvy. How can they call you in case they want to ask questions?
They can call our phone number in Nevada City, which is 530-478-1970.
One more time.
530-478-1970.
Fantastic. Well, keep up the good work. I think this is a fabulous idea, and we need to have more. And I think you're starting it right now, is just kind of kicking it off and saying, hey, this can be done. It's viable. And then the people who are there can share the story, too.
Well, they're the best at sharing the story. And so thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, my pleasure. Come now, you have to come back. And I want to know, after you move in and whether you like it or not, Bob, you got to come back and tell me. Okay?
I'll be happy to let you know how it works out.
You know me. I'm an old reporter from way back. I got to have the updates.
Okay? There you go.
Right.
And thank you so much for joining us in studio today. Keep up the good work. We need these kinds of things. And giving people options. We need options. So we don't have a whole lot of those anymore. You know, we always limit everybody instead of opening up the possibilities. And you have, Katie.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we're a very diverse society, and we need a diverse set of housing options. And
you betcha.
This isn't for everyone, but I bet it's for a lot of people.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much. And Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was going to say thanks for traveling from the UK, but I know you get here for a long time. Thank you so much for both of you being with us. I